we're started. We're joined today with two people. Erin, who's sitting next to us.
Hello. And
Ren, in America, on Skype.
Hello.
That's so cool. This is cool. It's a dream team.
Chris is being introduced to the wonders of the internet right now.
I am. I'm not very good with the internet. I'm not very good with most things, no.
Especially tripod stands.
Yeah, okay. So. Right, so what, we're like at least less than 40 seconds in and we've already insulted Chris from two different continents.
Oh, right.
Oh, amazing.
That's a new feat. You should feel special.
I do actually. I don't think anybody's ever had that kind of achievement before, like simultaneously. Hate. That's pretty cool. What'd you call me?
No one's ever had that kind of hate quickly from so many different continents. We should try this. We should get friends from like all over the world and like see how quickly we can all insult you. Guinness World Book of Records. Yeah. It'd be amazing.
Just get him on Tumblr. It's easy.
No, if we got him on Tumblr, he'd be insulted by everyone.
Can I just ask what Tumblr is? I don't know what that is. What is Tumblr? I've seen it, but I've never used it.
How do we explain Tumblr in?
What is it?
I can't, you know, people ask me what it is all the time. I'm just like, it's a blog.
Yeah.
Is that a blog? Do stuff.
Is it kind of like Instagram?
No, not even a little bit.
No, it's a wee bit.
No.
No.
Okay.
I don't know, I don't think I could write enough interesting stuff on Tumblr,
to give an analogy, Instagram is a photo album, Tumblr is a phone. That's how similar they are.
Tumblr is
That's how similar they are.
Is that again, Tumblr's a phone, what?
Yeah.
That was just to call you an idiot, and they say it's nothing like Instagram. That's about how similar they are.
Oh, okay. So it's not actually a phone?
Did he just ask that question? There's not actually a phone!
Wow.
Is this, what?
I'm actually dumber than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I've had plenty of things to write.
Oh, goodness gracious me, this is fantastic.
This is what you wanted first thing in the morning?
Of course. This is what I want to do. I want to wake up and just listen to nonsense. This
happy
is great.
Shenanigans.
That is fantastic. So it's Friday, and I can't believe I asked that question. It's Friday and
fuck's sake.
As well. I didn't really finish geography in school at all. Oh. Yeah. This is all an act. I'm really clever.
Do you go to uni?
I'm pretty sure I don't. I'm pretty sure they don't know I go to uni. Like, you know, they. I'm not going to register.
If they don't know you go, that actually makes a lot more sense to me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Your list of not knowing anything about films, but yet being a film major.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think, that's what people have said, like, how did you get in? What did you see in the interview? Did you lie? Like, well, there was no interview. I think if there was an interview and they said, have you seen 2000 Space? 2001 or, you know.
2000 Space or One Odyssey?
Anything. I can't remember what ones about Not The Godfather. I've seen them.
All of them.
I've not seen 2001.
Wait a second, you've not seen The Godfather? Oh no, wait, never mind, I'm thinking of Goodfellas.
I've only seen them, recently. Like, within the last couple of months. So.
When I was doing film, I watched Goodfellas at least 6 or 7 times in 3 or 4 different classes.
Oh.
For different reasons. And it's the reason why I don't like the movie now,
fair enough.
It's still a great movie. Yeah.
That happened with Men in Black. We did that in... We did a film thing in English at one point. And the English teacher, for 3 weeks, went frame by frame through the introduction.
Oh, God.
Like, literally, you know the bit was used to fly?
Yeah.
Literally, frame by frame. And reams of notes. And she's like, it's not that interesting. It's cool. It's not that interesting.
That sounds exhausting.
Everyone hated her.
By the end of it.
She's like, she not have done Men in Black 2? Because everybody hates that anyway, so... it's going to be a Chris insult count. We should have that.
Yeah.
I think we'd lose count.
Like a Walker kill count.
Pretty quickly.
Once this becomes, huge and famous, you can buy a Chris insult app.
This is going to become huge and famous. I can definitely feel it.
It might. People might enjoy us insulting you for, an hour.
I think people do. I think that's the only reason people listen.
I think that's why I came.
Yeah.
way to come to this.
That's,
you know,
yeah.
This is like, do you ever watch the Ricky Gervais Show?
Yes!
Yeah.
I love Ricky Gervais.
This is what this is like.
He is a bald-headed twonk.
Yep.
What's it?
Yep.
Excellent. Just... It happened. Yeah, it happened. Anyway, so what with...
Still not watched Blood Freak, by the way.
Have you... What?
What?
You still not watched Blood Freak,
by the way. I tried to watch it, but it wouldn't work. My internet wouldn't work. David doesn't believe me, but I took a video of me trying to watch it.
Don't worry, because you're inadequate, I used the exact same way I told you to use, downloaded it and got it on hard drive for you.
Yay!
That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
This is excellent news.
Ren's seen it, so she knows exactly how nice that is.
Is it one of those films that's like a deliberate, it's like a really bad film? It's like a cult film?
It's not a cult film, no, actually. It's just not terrible. At all. It's actually, you know what? It's so bad, it's amazing.
Right, so that kind of film. Oh, I can
make
that.
Did you look up things online about it?
Just to kind of...
Oh, wait, you're not from the internet. You don't know
that. Yeah. He doesn't know how to search online.
I read the tagline. The tagline was there was something about drug addicts and bloodthirsty turkeys or something like that.
This is the storyline according to IMDb. Wait, let me read you the tagline. Only the blood of drugs and drug addicts can satisfy the thirst of blood freak monster. Now the storyline... Oh wait, that's just too long to write. Basically, it's a giant turkey-headed monster.
Wow.
No.
Really? And it's the greatest thing in the entire world.
It's fantastic.
You just have to see it. There's so much to it. There's so much... David!
It's great. It's fantastic.
You should watch this.
You should definitely watch it.
Now, I've seen a film... Have you seen the film The Beast of Jaca Flats? Watch that. That's really funny. No, I swear to God, it's real. It's real. It's We did it in...
It's great.
We did it in uni, and it's just so incredibly bad that it's so funny. It's that. It's the same kind of, like assuming one for you guys. It's so... I mean, it's really funny. Watch it. But it's trying to be serious. It's trying to be, like, this really kind of big sci-fi epic, and it's just so funny.
This is how Blood Freak is described when you look it up. The finest example of pro-Christian, anti-drug, gore, turkey-headed monster subgenre.
That kind of sounds...
How big a subgenre is that? Exactly.
You know what? I've actually seen two movies with turkey-headed monsters.
Both. Oh, yeah, that and Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
I was so disappointed in Thanksgiving. Like, after watching Blood Freak and then seeing Thanksgiving, I'm just like, this is awful. Like, Blood Freak is bad, but this is awful. Like, I don't even like it awful.
It's not
even funny awful.
Oh, that's the worst.
Have you guys seen, like, Napoleon Dynamite? Have you seen that?
I've not. Well, again, you know, you don't
of course you've not.
Like, it's one
I'm pretty sure that question was directed at me and Ren.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm gonna step out.
It's hilarious, but I don't know what happened with my life. Like, for like 2 hours when it finished, I was like, what was that film about? It doesn't have a storyline. It's just basically following this weird guy about, and he's wild, he's like pure mental, but he's really dour faced and he talks like that.
Teeny fat lad, come get some dinner.
That's exactly how he sounds, actually.
Do the chickens have large talons?
What is happening?
Build like guy with skills. Nunchuck skills.
Bow staff
skills.
Hunting skills.
I've not.
Watch it. It's great.
There's an animated series. I've not seen
any of that. I just assume it'd be a bit shit.
It's kind of funny.
You have to see the film, but to appreciate the true beauty.
What's more, mom described it as something that's an adult Flintstones, I think.
What?
It's because the way it looked was like Flintstones. So... No, mom did not describe it as that. I just made that up.
It was you that said that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really me. It was you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Flintstones will come back.
Okay.
Do you know that?
No.
Have you seen the Flintstones film?
With John Goodman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Years ago when I was like 6 or something, probably.
Did you see the second one?
Is it a Viva Rodriguez?
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I can't think that was a good film. I can't remember.
I always dressed up as Pebbles for Halloween.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was like really young, I used to dress up as Pebbles. I've got the right hair colour and I had like literally no hair, just enough to put in a wee stupid bobble.
I've known you for most of my life. I can never remember you dressed up as Pebbles.
I didn't know you before school. I think it's before.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I just noticed your Firefly t-shirt. Is it a Firefly t-shirt? I finished watching Firefly. Can I get a high five?
Not for me, no.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
You've not seen Firefly?
No. I just started Doctor Who, though.
Oh, that's cool. That's okay.
I'm aware of this.
You should watch Firefly. It's really quite spectacular.
I've been told.
We're getting to that.
We're getting there.
That's really good.
As I said to Martin, this is the exception.
Okay.
With you, it's the rule. That's why we get annoyed with you.
I feel hated.
Well.
It's been 16 long years. 16 long, diabolical years of a friendship.
Yeah.
It's friendship in quotation marks.
Yeah. I'm not really sure what this is.
Okay. Right.
Convenient, maybe?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to be, like, friends and hang out for a bit?
We don't even talk.
We just
watch TV.
Each other's company.
And just eat food. Oh yeah, that's what. Do you guys have like a perfect food, you know, to watch film and TV with, like a perfect kind of munch?
Why are you speaking like that?
No.
I'm excited. No.
No. Just us.
We need to teach you guys. Okay. Like we go to town. Yeah. Like explain. There you go.
Oh god, it's on me.
See, you're assuming this no as no, we do not eat before we watch film and TV. What we are saying is we don't have one specific food that we must eat while we watch film and TV.
I just meant like...
That was the question that you were asking.
Oh, okay, well my question was wrong.
We made nachos last night. It was amazing.
Sensational. Nachos with onion rings. And then...
Not mixed together.
You're very excited with onion rings.
Okay.
You did do that, you got like nachos and then like sandwiched them.
I did.
The onion ring in it.
It was fantastic. It's the future. Is what it is.
No, it's not.
That is. It's going to happen. It's going to catch on.
I'll bet you $10 that it will not happen.
Well, are you really willing to put that amount of money on it?
No.
It's only like £5, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, there's that, and then, weird. I can't even
what
speak.
What just happened
I'm so
to your
excited.
Face?
It's like, weird.
This is odd. It's like...
I think we need horse gift.
Raid.
Yes.
Yorkie yogurt.
Can I get it for you?
Oh, can I even speak? I'm so excited.
I think you're just confusing.
My food.
This is probably going to be another one he hasn't seen, so.
I genuinely have no idea what you're talking about.
Damn it! You let me check the phone off.
What's it called?
Keep talking amongst yourselves.
Right, so. Yorkie yogurt.
Oh, no, don't. I've got nothing else open on the computer. So, I will be able to open
it. Yorkie yogurt, right? And a Rolo yogurt. And a Milky Bar yogurt. And.
Did you eat mine?
I'm pretty sure it might be.
I had one,
it was sensational. But I can't confirm or deny that. I may have ate it.
What?
Well, you don't leave chocolate in my fridge, Jim. It's going to get eaten. Especially when I'm sitting in to watch.
This somewhat friendship may have just hit a new low, Chris.
Oh no. I ate the cream egg splats as well.
Oh,
I ate them.
So
I ate all of them. Yeah, I ate every single last one of them. So yeah, that's pretty much a typical day.
At any point in this, did you ever watch a film or were you just eating?
Because we started
off with food for film and now you're just like, I've eaten so much. I ate all of the things.
At the end of it, you're kind of like dying. And it's just like, you can't concentrate because you're so full.
Uh-huh.
But just now, it's like, we just finished watching The Walking Dead and we're still going through Lost. What season are we on now?
Season 4.
4?
Season 4 of Lost.
Like, nearly the finale. Yeah. I've still not seen all of it.
Have we?
Yeah, it's nearly the finale.
Of season 4?
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. There's like 2 episodes left or something?
Two discs.
Are you joking?
Well, a disc. Oh, no, there's 2 discs left, but that's like 6 episodes.
Oh, well, actually,
so you're way off.
Long.
You're way off.
Long, yeah.
Yeah. What? Did we watch any while eating food? I can't remember. Anyway.
We were watching Lost, and there were 2 episodes of Walking Dead left.
We touched on this last week, David, about my dairy issues.
Oh, God.
I think that I had a dairy hangover last week because of the amount of like cheese and dairy-based stuff I had.
I don't want to hear about your cheese nose again.
Actually, I want to ask that. Ren, do you think you're lactose intolerant?
Wait, what?
Dave said you're lactose intolerant. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes.
Right. Do you eat soy cheese?
No, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting, isn't it? I tried it the last week and I almost died. It was so bad.
It's gross.
It's not even cheese.
It's not meant to be cheese. That's the thing.
Oh, I don't know what to think about
it. Soy should not be turned into cheese. Soy should just stay what it is. That's how I see it.
It's just orange soya, is what it is.
It's just, yeah, it's gross.
It's really
it's
gross.
It's disgusting. Oh. Yeah, I just go cheeseless.
Oh, I couldn't do that, though. I'm just going to suffer.
It sucks. It sucks a lot.
I'm just going to suffer.
I was going to say, what would you do, like, if we got Domino's and we got pizza?
Scrape off the cheese? I'm just individually go through the pizza and take off cheese.
Oh no,
I wouldn't
That's
do that.
That's what I do.
Really?
How long does it take?
When I get Domino's, I get it without cheese, because you can do that.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah. Well, if you... I mean, I do it online, because I don't leave my house.
why?
I'm surprised I've let my house to come here.
Yeah.
I know.
See, the whole reason...
I'm pretty sure it's just because it's another house.
Yeah. The only reason it's in my house is because I don't want to leave my house at all.
I'm glad we're all in agreement with that.
Even if there's a fire?
Even if there's a fire. Well, if there's a fire, I'd probably leave. Yeah. If there's a fire in my house, I would most likely cross the door.
You said you didn't want to leave it ever?
Yeah, well...
I don't know, it depends how close the fire is.
What if the fire was in here and you're in the living room?
Then...
I'd wait.
You could wait for the fire department to come.
Yeah. Am I watching a film on a television show?
You are.
Right, so what film or TV show am I watching?
You're watching Zack and Miri make a porno.
On DVD or on TV?
TV.
Oh, I've got delay TV, but there is a chance that
the TV will burn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long am I in the film?
You're a good hour and a half in.
Right. So I think the film's only an hour and a half, right? So
shit, is it?
So basically, I'm good to leave. I'm good to go.
I can't mess that up anymore. You're watching Back to the Future. It's a marathon.
I'm staying. There's no way. Oh, yeah. There's no way. I'm wearing a fire suit and I'm sitting in that lounge, and it's going to be fine.
You should have an emergency kit. Come out the window. Happens.
Or what I'll do is, if it's smoke coming in, I'll lie on the ground and watch it. Like, I'll probably just tilt the TV a little bit so I can get the air, the oxygen that's at the ground. I don't know. I got all my knowledge of fire stuff from TV and film.
Oh god.
And you've not watched many of them, so you've clearly not got that much knowledge of fire.
That's true. When I say fire, it's more Ghostbusters, which is set in a fire station. So there's nothing to do with fire.
There's no fire safety in Ghostbusters at all.
No, there isn't.
There's not even.
There's about as much fire safety in Ghostbusters as there is in Jurassic Park.
Ben just fell off the camera. That was glorious.
Jurassic Park was on TV the other night and it was amazing.
The best film in the world. Genuinely, Jurassic Park is, in my opinion, the funniest film. Ren's cracking up. Ren.
Because you're an
She's
idiot.
Lost her shit.
Ren's lost her shit.
Because you're a fucking moron.
This is what I do when I listen to it. I'm just like, what are you talking
good.
About?
Excellent.
That's just, she's getting annoyed with you.
I have no filter. Like, things just come out of my mind without me really processing it. Which is kind of dangerous.
A little bit
dangerous. But, yeah, Jurassic Park is amazing. I love it so much.
I even love the sequel, like, the second and the third one.
The third one?
No, I love them both, I think they're amazing.
They're making a fourth one.
Why?
Because it's Jurassic, we can't have too much Jurassic Park, David.
Is it going to be like people pretending to be Alan Grant and stuff, but...
Well, there was a rumour that people, that the Velociraptors were going to carry lasers and talk. That was a rumour.
Don't make me hit you.
Are you joking?
But it's not going to happen because it's the guy that wrote Thor who's writing it.
I've not seen Thor. It looks kind of wild. I seen a bit of it last night, actually, and it just looked kind of mental, the bit I jumped in it.
Are you trying to jump in it? Have you seen Thor?
Thor.
Thor is the film. Thor. I prefer Thor to Captain America.
The thing with Thor, though, I forgot who the director is.
Kenneth Branagh.
His thing is to shoot, like, at angles. I realize I just said that. You guys can see me. No one else would be able to.
We've been doing that for 5 weeks. He dutches it, as they call it.
A Dutch angle.
Like, when you were watching Thor, didn't you just, like, have your head tilted to the side the whole time?
A little bit, actually.
Because I kind of did.
Yeah. Should I watch it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yes.
It's funny. It's actually quite funny.
The guy plays Thor's kind of hot, so I'm like...
yeah.
Yeah, it's quite young. Yeah.
That's why I watched it.
I'm sure it is.
I'm shocked.
That was
You're expecting us to laugh at your funny joke.
So
but right now we're just like that, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, that kind of backfired on me.
It did a bit. A lot. It didn't work out how you expected, did it?
Did rain just fall?
No.
No, I
never
used plugging in.
That's cool.
Sorry.
I know it's gonna.
You would hear a loud thud if I fell.
Just a blood?
A loud thud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you would hear a lot of blood.
You hear all the blood. You scream.
Hear all the blood.
Well, I've been writing a sound.
Gushing.
I've been writing a sound essay now, so.
Playing not very well.
I was reading it back today, and it's really grim. It's like I'm talking about the zombies getting gutted, and what else? Zombies getting gutted.
What are you doing?
A guy killing somebody and Breaking Bad. It's horrific. It's horrible, but I don't know. But so.
There are only 6 or 5
messages
through this.
You made me turn my phone off. I can tell or something.
Oh right, okay. Well, we should probably move on to films. I don't really talk about films at all.
We've not, because and this happened last week. Well, there was about 10 minutes combined of film talk.
Yeah.
And then we were just trying to get you to not be an idiot and go to the doctor because you eat cheese, get ill,
I've still not
and then just think, nah, it's not worth it.
I've still
it's
not
been a doctor. It's
I'm pretty sure if we got Chris's diary, it wouldn't be much different from Carl's.
I don't have a diary.
No, it
wouldn't. Do
you
have a diary?
You do have a diary.
I don't have a diary.
Average your diary?
Erin, get it.
Sorry,
go get it, Erin.
Average your diary?
I'm
confused. You're
talking
about zoo animals? Oh god. Oh god. Perfect.
What? Films. Films, okay, films.
That's what we only. That's it. That's our segues. Films. Oh god, I've just slammed it. I just knocked the microphone. Sorry.
Are you always doing that?
I am. I should probably just take the headphones off, actually.
You should probably
if it's, if you've,
learn how
if you've
to
worked out the
tripods. Tripods.
Yeah, sounds good.
Does it sound good?
You can. How does it sound, David? Yeah, you did the sound just now, that's cool.
I don't like this.
You don't like the. It's actually a weird transition, like from now, because I could hear everybody, like, and now I can't. Well, that's just because it's me talking.
Because no one else is talking.
That's what's happening there. Anyway, yeah.
So anyway, I heard you watched Sunset Boulevard.
I did, yeah, Sunset Boulevard was pretty good. It was a damn fine film.
So wait, tell me all your feels about it, I need to know.
Oh, I enjoyed it more when. I can't remember the guy's name.
Don't anger me now.
Is it the main character and Betty?
Norman Desmond?
No, the guy.
Joe
Gillis.
William Holden.
Betty Schaefer? Is that her name in the film?
Yeah, Betty Schaefer.
I really enjoyed it when the two of them were on screen together. They are amazing. The way they bounced off each other was amazing. And I just loved that. That was what I looked forward to when the film was going through.
But wait a second.
My phone has just went. that's that noise you hear in the background.
You
I don't.
Answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna go and answer it. You guys keep talking.
Yeah.
You guys should probably keep talking.
Right, well, now that he's gone.
So.
Is that mingling? Erin,
have you seen it?
I have not, no. I am not a big film person in all honesty. I didn't. Chris just said, "Come down while I was in the chat," and then you're talking about all these films I've never seen. I'm like, "Oh God, I'm so guilty right now." And I'm just going to not say anything.
To be fair, you're not like proclaiming to be a film student.
I'm not. I'm a
nor
music
a nerd.
Student, so that's fine.
Both of
she's acceptable.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Yeah,
I'm a musician.
Yeah,
okay.
Chris claims to be a film student and a nerd, and yet has seen nothing.
Oh, Chris knows nothing, man. Absolutely nothing. He just pretends.
I'm gonna listen back to this.
You can listen back all you want, it's all true. Nothing but the truth, my good friend.
Anyway, I'm back.
Yes.
So, okay, Chris.
Yes.
Are you telling me
that
you prefer just like that little classically like love thing?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for love.
Rather than the whole film thing?
Oh, no, I love the whole film thing. I loved all of it, but that was my favourite bit of the film. Because I'm a sucker for a love story, is what
okay,
it is.
Okay, that's fine. The
performance,
I can
the Norma Desmond's character, the actress who performed to her was just fantastic.
Gloria Swanson. Gloria Swanson was a silent film actress in the 20s.
Right.
Like, I think her first one was actually like in 1916, her first film, silent.
Right.
It was a short. And she is just fantastic. I love her. So I'm glad you said that, otherwise things would have happened.
She would have reached through the screen.
If you'd pulled against.
Cracked your face open.
That happens to Poltergeist.
I would have came through the internet wires.
She can do that.
Yeah, that's
it's weird.
That's an idea for a film.
Pretty sure that is a film, probably.
Yeah, Tron.
Yeah, Tron. Oh, okay. Exactly.
Tron.
I will actually watch it again. I might buy the DVD. I love William Holden. I love that. I love films from the 1950s. There's something terribly innocent about them. About that age, which I love.
Well, I mean, this was a film noir. And what's funny is I usually don't care for them.
What, the films from the 1950s?
Film noirs.
Well, film noirs, yeah. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Yes, I know what a film noir is. It's one shot in black and white. No, I'm just kidding. I genuinely do know what it is. I think I broke it.
Almost had a heart attack.
I was about a second away from just the elbow in your face.
That could be messy. This isn't Fight Club, David. I can reference Fight Club because I've seen it now. I can. I really enjoyed the film. It was great. It's a great film, and I'm glad I watched it. I didn't think I would enjoy it. A lot of the films that have been recommended, I'm like, I'm not going to enjoy watching this. But then I have.
I'm not
going
to like Blood Rage. That's okay.
You need to see it.
You have to see it.
Well, okay. I had a really good run of films, like Fight Club, Psycho, another one. I can't remember. But then I watched two really bad films. Well, not two bad films, but two films that I really didn't enjoy.
Which ones?
Ronin and Another Earth.
Neither of which we suggested to
you, actually. None of you have seen?
Neither of which were the ones you suggested.
Oh, no. So that's true. But it was kind of disappointing. In fact, I fell asleep during one. Disappointed in Robert De Niro.
I love Robert De Niro.
I love him, but just... I mean, he's always good in any film, but just... You know, I'm just... But no, Sunset Boulevard was really good. I enjoyed that. I loved that, actually.
It's really cool that Sunset Boulevard is in, like, some of the scenes, like, in the house... They sprinkled dust in front of the camera to make it look old and musty, so it's like all like on the lens, which is pretty cool. They did that in Double Indemnity too.
That's cool. That is pretty
cool. Fun fact.
Fun fact of the day. Fun fact with Ren. There you go. That's another section of the podcast.
I should get an app for a phone as well.
Fun fact with Ren.
Yes.
It should be.
You get your daily.
You can be an app.
So we've got two apps. We've got the what is it the.
The like insult.
Insult Ometer and Fun Fact with Ren. Excellent. I think we're going to be millionaires, guys.
We are.
Or at least
$6.
£10 in ours. Is that a thing? That is now.
I hate you.
I think the idea you were going for was dozeners.
Ew. Is that a thing?
Dozeners. Yeah.
I hate myself. Anyway, Sunset Boulevard was really good, so thank you for recommending it. I'll watch it again because. It was good. And really
see, you can't go wrong when I suggest a film. Except for maybe Blood Freak, but everyone I know has to watch it at least once.
Well, to be fair, neither of us ever suggested Blood Freak, saying, oh, it's really good, you should definitely watch it. We just said you have to watch it.
That's true.
When you suggested it to me, you didn't say it was good, you just said you have to watch it.
That is true.
You know what else is one of those films? Poltergeist. Ever see Poltergeist?
I've not.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, it's a Steven Spielberg
song. David, you've seen it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a scary...
That's kind of like a film I want to tell people to watch, but I feel like they're not going to trust me after I tell them that. Mm-hmm. Blood Freak I can get away with. Poltergeist, I don't think I can get away with telling people.
Is that not good, or just...
It's about, like, radioactive chickens that come to life and kill people, like, zombie chickens and stuff. And it's a musical.
Sorry, I can...
Not Poltergeist.
I get confused with Poltergeist. There, I thought... you started talking about radioactive chickens.
It's a play on words.
Mm-hmm. Poltergeist.
Right.
You get it,
Chris. I get it.
Chris is a writer, ladies and gentlemen.
Quotation marks used again. Poltergeist. Well, that sounds kind of fun.
Sounds wild. It's a musical as well. Did you not catch that part?
It's a musical.
Maybe I should watch it.
I'm watching that.
I might watch it.
That sounds so fun. That sounds really fun, actually.
I'm not a big fan on musicals, being a musician. I don't know what it is. I don't really...
Why not?
They really annoy me.
About what
they're just singing like really random.
Is your experience in musicals Glee and
High School
Musical?
I've never watched Glee in my life.
High School Musical.
I've seen it once and it was terrible.
So what other musicals have you seen?
I've seen Phantom of the Opera, Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge is good.
Moulin Rouge, I like that because it's in Paris, probably.
Have you seen Grease?
I've seen Grease, yeah.
Grease is fantastic.
There's a Buffy episode that's musical
Once
as well.
Yeah, Fully.
Is that one? Yeah. It was really weird.
It's excellent.
It was weird. But it was Buffy, so it was amazing.
I can't confirm or deny my opinion on that.
No, it's fab. It's fantastic.
I do like musicals, actually. I actually do enjoy musicals. I like Grease is the only thing I can think of. Grease is a good musical.
I've had some good musicals for you then.
I like musicals. Grease. Yep.
Sign in the Rain.
Wonder what I can name.
I've actually got Sign in the Rain in the DVD cover.
Then
there.
You've watched it yet?
No, I've not watched it yet. Yeah. I'm waiting to watch it more because she loves musicals.
She does.
You should also watch Royal Wedding. That's a really good one.
What's that?
With Fred Astaire. Royal Wedding. He dances on the ceiling.
Oh.
It's really cool.
Oh, I
And it's also the one with Bojangles. I'm pretty sure Mr. Bojangles, which is pretty famous dance number.
I've heard of it anyway. I know the bit when he's dancing in the ceiling, but I don't think I've seen the film at all.
It's a good one.
And
so is Anchors Away. That's Gene Kelly and Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra's first time in a movie ever. Singing and dancing. Gene Kelly taught him how to dance. Fun facts.
Fun fact with Fred. Wait, I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to say fun fact with Fred every time we do that.
Please don't.
Okay. I like musicals actually. You should watch some good ones.
What?
You should watch some good musicals.
I don't really like them. They just annoy me. I'm really easily irritated by something, and if I don't like it, I just end up sitting like, oh my god, when will it end?
What, like, what other than musicals? Like, what other films?
Like, Mamma Mia? I did that during Mamma Mia.
My mum made me watch it, and I was kind of...
That was a kind of...
I don't know. I'm not the biggest ABBA fan, so it kind
of... I was made to watch that in, like, the last weeks of Advanced Air English when we were done with work.
I love the bit of that.
And everyone else in the class was like that. The teacher asked who wanted to watch something and bring in DVDs to watch. And someone brought in Mamma Mia.
I always hated that when you bring in a good DVD and, like, somebody votes against
you. Bring in a DVD?
Yeah, it was like Jurassic Park or something, probably. Or Ghostbusters. It was definitely a good film.
I always remember, like, the pure... like, a really good choice, like, Lord of the Rings or something, pure epic, right? And then it'd be Scooby-Doo or something that could put on. I'm like, are you joking?
That did happen.
That always happened.
Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings, extended edition. We can watch that, right?
Yeah.
Good time.
That's what I have. Extended editions, I'm such a geek.
That's your favourite film, Lord of the Rings?
Probably.
What one?
Return of the King.
Really?
Definitely, yeah.
Really?
The phasing's just amazing in it.
I love Fellowship. I love Fellowship so much.
I do like Fellowship, but I think I like, because the Return of the King, you're more into it. It's a bit more fast-paced.
Yeah, there's a lot of nothing in Fellowship. It's really good, but there's a lot of not much happening.
Is that Innocence again?
Oh, God. You like Innocence,
film?
Don't
I like
you?
Innocence. Like, you know, it's that kind of Innocence.
Is that why you hang around school?
He's just there in the corner from the high school.
Well, they're filming Water the Road just now, which is pretty cool. But no, no.
They're filming Water the Road. That's cool.
That's cool. Don't diss Water the Road.
Water the Road disses itself by existing.
Oh, man. That was a mean thing to say. What was I talking about?
Innocence of Water.
Yeah, no, it's that kind of... It's like the calm before a storm, really, isn't it? With that film.
Oh, really? The storm pretty much happened midway through.
No, I like the little bits in The Shire. I like The Shire.
So you just like watching Hobbits run around because it reminds you of children?
Come on, man! Why do you make me... Why do you break me? You broke me again. You break me at your podcast.
The Shire is the boring bit. It's like you just want them to go and fight. And
you want them to get on with it.
See some action and some like...
I like the Two Towers.
If they're going to walk in the Mordor, they might as well just get on with it.
I know.
It's John Noble and the Return of the King.
Then
that's my favourite.
John the King is the best one without a doubt.
He's Denethor, I think it is.
Fantastic.
The Boromir and Faramir's dad. Is that what you've heard?
He's fantastic.
I think so.
I think that's his name.
John Noble.
But that's who he is.
He's
a bit of a dick.
Don't. Is he? He's not Walter then from Fringe.
Like,
no, he does not play the character in Fringe in Lord of the Rings.
No, it's just like.
You managed to successfully work out how actors get different jobs.
I just played earlier.
No, he's a
talking.
Is that a real question?
Yeah, no, that was not a real question. No. It was a joke. It's been funny.
No, you weren't.
No,
did Damn it.
I don't know, Bambi. I don't know. Bambi?
I'm going to call you Bambi now on that game.
Oh, yeah, I kind of like Bambi. No, I don't mean that sort of thing, but like, call me Bambi. It's kind of.
It's like your Scrubs thing. Carla calls JD Bambi.
Because when he starts at the hospital, he's incredibly useless. Much like you.
Oh, okay.
Still cool. But
I don't like Bambi. No, Bambi's scary. It's better than some of my nicknames.
Big fish.
Jafar.
Jafar? That's not one of my nicknames.
It's going to be if you keep that beard going.
Yeah, I've got a little beard going on.
Beard?
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
Stop touching it. It's going to be the bulk.
Okay then.
You're like a
I'll shave it after the podcast. Go around.
Anyone who has actual beard would just laugh at you for saying that.
Okay. You do look homeless right now.
I look homeless. We're in my home, but I look like a homeless person.
This is more my home than it is your home.
This is true. That's what we were talking about just before the podcast started. Erin's a back door key to my house. I don't have a back door key to my house.
This is true.
I get my back door key taken off of me.
To give to Erin?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
I do have one. His dad doesn't actually trust him to have a back door key.
Yeah, it's because the first day we moved in, I broke the front door key. I snapped the key in the lock. So we were outside for about an hour.
To be fair, it's your fault.
Oh no, it's really my fault. Yeah, it's
you
definitely...
chose your own destiny.
Yeah, I did that. That was pretty bad of me to do. But yeah, how do we get on to these things? We're talking about Lord of the Rings, and then we're talking about me looking like a homeless person and being incompetent. It always comes back because... to me being incompetent or something.
Well, you asked if John Noble played Walter from Fringe in Return of the King.
No, what I meant was he didn't play a nice character. He played a mean guy. He doesn't play a nice character that you can enjoy and be like, oh. He will forever be Walter for me.
It's got to be placed in your heart, yeah.
It's got to be placed in my heart. Actually, I started to watch an episode before you came up. But just as you pulled up, and there was a great little bit. Have you seen Fringe, Ren?
No, I haven't.
I won't go into too much details, but there's he's been collecting. He's been basically buying birthday presents for his son each year, who he doesn't like. He doesn't really have. And
to really explain it, you have to go into the whole.
And if you're going to watch the show, then it will spoil it completely. But
you have to go into those alternate timelines. And there's a timeline in which Walter's son died, and then his son from another timeline crossed into this timeline. Yeah.
And it's just
there's a whole timeline switching thing going on.
And like
timelines. That's
only really season 4.
Yeah, so he had bought those presents for his son who had died because. It's a bit crazy. Then once Peter came over from another timeline, he gave them all to him.
It was awful.
Gotcha.
It was just so beautiful.
It's like Donnie Darko, that's about time travel, is it mm-hmm. not? I didn't understand that at all. I watched it when I was about 13 or something, and I just sat like, there is a guy in a rabbit suit, what is happening mm-hmm. in front of me? I didn't know what I was watching. I didn't know what was real anymore after watching that film.
You seem to watch a lot of films where you don't know what the real world is. What's happening?
To be fair, that happened that when I watched Donnie Darko the first time, it was basically that. I think I liked it.
No, I hate it.
I'm not entirely sure what happened, so but I confused. Think I liked it.
I was in a strange place after it.
I think it was pretty good.
Just sitting in a dark room.
I automatically liked it.
Mm. Like after I got over the initial, what? I realized it was actually really good and then watched it again several times.
The first time I watched it, I actually cried, like, a lot. Like, it really got me.
Cool. I
didn't know
you'd
do
that kind of film.
I cry a lot during
films,
though.
Have you even seen this and you haven't?
Oh, the same thing happened with Mulholland Drive, actually.
I didn't know.
I finished that and we sort of that. I think I enjoyed that.
I'm pretty sure I didn't enjoy that.
I don't know what happened.
Film, I didn't... Everyone was on the show in uni again, and, like, oh, I just didn't... I'll maybe watch it again, but I just didn't get it.
What was the one that freaked you out?
What
the one with John C. Reilly.
Oh my god, yeah, we need to talk about Kevin. Oh my god. Oh no. I'm going back into that realm of that film. I was in such a dark, scary place. The world's a much more scarier place when you see that film.
I've I've still not seen it. My mom and dad said it was
good. Watch it. It's great, but don't watch it.
Like, the wee guy looked like such a creep, even when he was like a baby. Like, you're trying to play with him. Oh, God. Like, if, like, I am going
it
to
makes you not want to have kids.
I don't want kids.
It makes you not want to have kids. It makes you think, I don't want to be a parent. This is what it makes you think.
Have you guys seen it?
No, I've heard about it, but
it's one hand it's a fantastic film, but the other hand it will disturb you greatly. It's a
will it disturb us greatly, or did it disturb you greatly?
No, because you've seen nothing. It was the general thing was.
Will it disturb normal people, or did it disturb you because you're a Bambi? Trying to walk now.
Yeah.
No,
and not quite making it.
It is disturbing. It's
you're walking on the ice right now.
Just my legs just flail everywhere.
I thought the film was going to be funny because John C. Reilly was in it. And you were like, what?
That would be the
I
wrong.
I thought it was going to be hilarious. Like, I seen Everett and I was like, oh, John C. Reilly, I need to see that.
There's not a funny moment in it. And if you're particularly fond of Mr. John C. Reilly, do not go and see that film.
Well, you've just ruined that for me, haven't you?
I've already told you
arms. Did you?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you're okay then.
You probably won't remember this thing.
It's just like John C. Reilly, I associate him with Will Ferrell mm-hmm. and everything funny. So I thought, oh, I need to see this, it's going to be hilarious.
You don't? No, actually, I would recommend it.
You spent the last 10 minutes saying, don't go and see it. No. Don't go and see it. Well, I should recommend
it. If you want to go, it depends what kind of, it's not a date movie. It's not a date movie.
I'm not planning on going on a date to see a film that's not in the cinema. Anymore.
Yeah, but you know, like, you know, I'll just come over to mine and we'll watch something.
Also, did you take a date to see me through with Kevin?
No, we're showing it in uni. Yeah, that's
so, like, so you took Carol then?
Basically, yeah. Nah,
that'd be funny. So you did take a date?
No, I sat up. No,
we don't care who you sat with. Yeah,
we really don't care where or who you sat with.
It's a good film, watch it, it's good.
I was just curious because I don't know, I've not seen it, but I know what we thought we need to know about Kevin is, and yeah. It's not a movie you're going to go on a date to. And the way you said it's not a date movie made me think you took a date there.
No.
Especially
no.
After the dating history you told us about.
Yeah.
I genuinely assumed you're taking a date to me too.
Yeah. We'll move swiftly on from we need to talk about Kevin to something else.
We're going to start a film called We Need to Talk About Chris. It's going to be a lengthy.
Matt suggested that we just get some cameras and follow him around the next time he's on a date with the cameras and just make a documentary
so
of it.
So amusing, oh my god.
And it just doesn't seem to be hilarious.
I'm fine, that's funny. This would be funny.
We could set up like wee traps and stuff and you have to get like around.
You wouldn't need to set up traps. You wouldn't need I'm fine by into them.
Chris sets up his own obstacles he has to go over.
That's true, I suppose, yeah. Vegetarianism and stuff.
Okay, let's definitely move on from this to some kind of film thing.
Some kind of film.
Yeah, we're talking about making a film.
Did Chris tell you about when he went to see The Woman in Black?
Oh my.
How frightened he was.
Oh god.
I don't think he did.
So
tell us, Eddie.
Oh, it was so funny. Like, I'd already seen it, but I said I'd go with him because he can't drive. So I had to
try to watch scary films alone.
Chris is a nightmare watching scary films. Like, I turned around at one point and he was sitting with his hood up, like, with his hands in front of his face. And I was like, put your hood down. And he was just like, no. And then just like, put his hood back up. And he was like, jumping at everything. It was scary.
People are laughing at me as well.
You're not surprised.
To be fair, some guy like walked out of the cinema after a really scary bit, like, to go to the toilet. So I'm kind of worried for his well being.
I'd like him back.
I don't know if he did.
There's only a sequel on that film, actually.
Yeah, I heard that, actually.
It's weird.
Have you guys seen it?
The older Woman in Black?
No, it's The Woman in Black, Angels of Death.
Well, so that doesn't sound comforting at all, does it?
No. I think it's going to be a spoof. It's going to be a rom-com. A rom-com spoof.
Shut up.
Okay.
You're ruining Woman in Black for me.
Okay.
It's not going to be Tyler Perry presents The Woman in Black, is it? Yeah.
Have you seen The Woman in Black?
I've not, no.
No, what?
Where have you seen it?
It's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
You should watch it.
It's really good. It's like, the way I thought it was like a kind of proper scary film. It wasn't like aliens and monsters and stuff.
Oh yeah, it was
stuff
it was,
you get over.
It was Hammer. That did it?
The Hammer Horror.
Hammer. It was one of the newer films.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of the classic British horror movie.
Like, it was. It was
company.
Perfect. It was like.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Like when he's in the house one night, I'm not going to spoil it or anything, but like there's just there's such an amount of time where, you know, usually something jumps out and you get a fright and that's how you can relax. There was like half an hour where you were just sitting like, I really just want something to happen, because you were just freaking out. You're like, when is it going to happen now? When is it going to happen?
Yeah, that's why Alien is sort of the perfect thriller horror movie.
Alien
is so
amazing. Because like so little happens, but you're terrified the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. That's Women in Black. It just gets to you, messes with your mind.
It does.
Like, where is that bitch in black? When is she going to jump out?
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's not even. She doesn't even jump. Still, she kind of just creeps.
She's just like there.
She saunters out.
It's about when you're just like.
She's just chilling.
It's like. It's not even in focus. It's like you just see a door open in the background and stuff, and you're like.
Or she's just like outside shots and stuff.
It's scary.
It kind of sounds like those Japanese like films, specifically the ones made in Japan, not the remake ones.
Yeah.
No, the
Japanese are crazy.
The director and writer say they mix some
That's
Japanese.
That's controversial.
Wow.
I know they are.
That's really controversial.
Have you ever seen Japanese horror movies?
Dumplings. Yeah. Did I tell you to watch Dumplings?
You did, but I've not gone around to it because it wasn't on Netflix or anything. So I have to go hunt around for it.
Okay, that's one that you have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. It's not Japanese, it's Chinese, but
still.
But have you ever seen any Japanese horror films?
No.
Me?
No, Chris and Eren. No, you have.
I think I watched The Grudge in Japanese, like the actual one, but subtitles really annoy me. Subtitles really got my nerves.
The Japanese horror films are insane. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, they did say that they were fusing some of the Japanese horror kind of inspirations into the Women in Black.
Yeah.
So, that's probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you like Japanese horror films, you probably dig that. I'm
gonna watch me a Japanese horror film.
Probably won't do that.
You probably won't.
Probably won't do that. In fact, I didn't go to uni. They were showing Ringu, and I did not go to uni that day because I thought no.
You're such a ghetto.
You ran out of Casper.
When I was like two in the like twinkling. Yeah, I ran out of Casper.
He's the friendly guy.
Yeah, but it was a bit in the sink. It was a bit in the sink when he changed into a monster and stuff. Not Casper itself, Bill Coleman.
That was like 3 seconds, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I was up and out. I can move fast. I am nimble when it comes to running away from scary things. I am nimble. I mean...
Because whenever you do, don't come to New York City. Just don't.
Oh, why?
You'll be running all over the place.
Even without the people, just the city would probably scare you.
Just the city.
Yeah, I'm kind of neurotic as well. So, I'd probably get, scared by buildings.
I was actually just thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, it's tall.
Yeah.
I'm surrounded by buildings.
Just imagine you running through, with your hands running around flailing and screaming.
I'm pretty sure the smallest building in New York is around about the height of the Cinema Road. Which is pretty much the biggest building here.
I kind of like big buildings.
I don't. They freak me out because I'm so small.
So that's would be you that
you're running about. I don't like lifts. So, I would get a lot of exercise walking upstairs. I hate lifts so much, they freak me out. And then,
You're planning to find out a lot about Erin. You've known for your entire life.
This podcast. Even sitting up on, high chairs, it gives me, vertigo. I think I'm going to get a nosebleed or something. I'm like, oh my god.
You are quite petite, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very petite.
Thanks. The skin weird
job. You could probably pass for a hobbit.
What's your obsession with hobbits?
I like their feet.
You like the shower?
I like the shower.
This is gonna be up to Kane.
Oh,
these guys
are sick minds.
You interpreted it that way.
I know, we just said we used the phrase too, innocence, and you went to a sick place.
No, that happened.
Ew. Maybe you wanna
that should be another segment. Chris made it weird.
Yeah.
We should have little jingles like that. Fun fact, my friend. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and you've forgotten all of them. So yeah,
I've forgotten all of them. I can't remember what I was going to... Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is a big fan of Russell Crowe and Gladiator, the film.
I'm a big fan of Russell. I've seen two of his films.
You said you love Russell Crowe.
I do in the films. I've seen him and I love the films.
I don't really want to diss Russell Crowe, just in case in the off chance he hears this and he comes...
And you know, said he's about
really?
Because he knows.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I didn't.
You did. She's about a dick.
He's a charming gentleman, is what I said.
Did you see Russell goes out of a dick and kills puppies?
No, that didn't happen. No.
He hated their childlike innocence.
And you wanted to.
I'm not seen Gladiator.
Stick a knife into his throat. Nah. I believe is what he said.
Pretty much was not.
And you checked, and I'm pretty sure you challenged him to a fight one time.
That happened.
I'm pretty sure I heard you say the words. If I ever saw Russell Crowe, I would go up there, I'd get a glove and I'd slap him and challenge him to a duel.
I thought it was a dance-off.
No, it'd be a dance-off. It'd be a dance-off. Dance-off. Yeah, me and Russell gonna dance-off.
You should rap. Don't rap. Yeah.
I'll beatbox. I'd be doing the one. I'd be breakdancing that shit down.
Oh, stop.
You don't even sound, you don't even sound right saying the word beatbox.
I know. Or breaking that shit down. Uh-huh. Oh my god.
Anyway, well, that wasn't what I wanted to go on with Russell Crowe about.
Is it just the fact that you're bothered about getting targeted that you want to get some of it on me because they hate Russell Crowe and Gladiator? I love Gladiator. It's an emotional roller coaster.
It's so bad.
It's beautiful.
It's so bad.
I was in a glass case of emotion when I was watching that.
You just was.
It was amazing. It was on the other night. And then I actually turned it over to watch Lake Placid.
Lake Placid.
Yeah.
Oh. That was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant.
Lake Placid is ridiculous, but I love
it. Many lights in it, I mean.
It's amazing, but it's ridiculous. It's just a
it's
huge...
It's like a 20-foot crocodile or something. Or alligator or yeah. Something like that.
And this wee old bint is feeding it like cows.
This wee old bint.
She is. And like the monster like actually ate her husband and stuff, yet she still looks after it. She's a sickle.
That was me in the Moon of Black. Register. That was what I looked like.
You didn't look that good.
Oh, oh well, I mean. I'm gonna stop doing this.
Good for you, Mum. I think I said we were gonna do.
If you got your mum, you should just be like, oh no, that's shit. That.
Oh, okay, funny.
She would.
In the very least, she'll probably seen it though. To have an opinion on it.
We were trying to watch a film and we're going through it. We almost went through about 100. We took an hour going through about 100 films and mum's seen it. Well, you've seen a lot of films. Like, yeah, I know, I just don't know the names of them.
She's seen more than you have, about
pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, I'm more a TV guy, I've said this.
And you've not seen a lot of TV either?
Oh, come on, I have.
He watches a lot of TV, I don't watch a lot of TV.
No, he watches a lot of the same TV over and over again.
Yeah.
He watches a lot of pilots and then never watches a series.
It always makes me watch, like, pilots and stuff like that, and I'm like, Chris, I have no desire to watch this. Ever.
That always means that, you do that.
I don't watch TV, I'm never in the house to watch TV.
You should watch Firefly.
I watch TV when I come here. That's about it.
We need to start Buffy.
We didn't start Buffy. I've seen most of it.
Just Dave's DVD. He's through 5 seasons of The West Wing. Yeah. He started Buffy yet.
Buffy's amazing. Like, I don't know how far I got with it because it moved to Sky. My parents were stingy and didn't buy Sky, so I can watch Buffy. So I've seen like maybe about 5 series of it. How many is there?
7.
I know I didn't get to the end.
Wait, there's 7?
Yeah.
Oh, alright.
Buffy's amazing, I love it.
Well, to me, there's 6 seasons of Doctor Who so far.
Oh, what Doctor Who are you on?
I know, but Doctor Who goes by fast.
Yeah, there is about half as many episodes in each season.
What Doctor Who season?
Well, I'm up to the Doctor with the 10th one.
Oh,
but we're gonna finish series 2 tonight.
The last one you watched was Girl in the Fireplace, wasn't it?
No, we watched more last night.
Oh.
We watched the next 2-parter. With the Cybermen?
Yes.
We watched that one.
The Age of
and
Steel?
And then the one where they go to the 50s.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The Idiot's Lantern, I believe it's called.
That one.
Really?
Isn't it? The Idiot's Lantern is
awesome. But, I mean, I started crying at the end because Mickey leaves and I was just like, no! Oh,
yeah.
That was the Cybermen. I was like, oh, what?
I never really liked Mickey.
Do you know
Mickey
much?
Sort of annoyed me.
See, I don't care for him, but the fact that he left made me sad.
Mickey annoyed me because he wasn't given a character. He was always just Rose's boyfriend.
He has said that himself.
Right, but he was Mickey the Idiot.
Yeah.
And I like that. He was the tin dog. Like, it made me sad.
Is that like Chris?
Yeah.
I think Chris is the tin dog of this podcast.
Call me K-9.
Oh my god, it's making so much sense.
Call me K-9.
I'm just going to call you the tin dog.
Okay, the tin dog's fine. I'll hate that.
Or Bambi.
I kind of like Bambi better.
I do like Bambi, actually.
I like it. I'm trying to get Jamie to call me six, because we actually started watching a TV series, right?
The Prisoner?
No.
Friday Night Lights
we started watching, and the really hot guy in it called his mate six. I'm like, can you call me six? We refused.
I've not seen it.
No,
I keep hearing people say it's incredible, but I've never
really
got around to
good.
It.
It's really good. The guy that plays John Carter, isn't it?
Taylor Kitsch.
Yes, Kitsch. Him and Kitsch. His smoking Kitsch. Hot.
Have you seen John Carter?
No, I've just seen the advert for it and I recognise him. He's looking good. He's looking really good.
Do you watch things because the guys look really good?
No. I just tend
a little
to
bit.
No?
A little bit.
Maybe why I stayed watching Lost, because Sawyer was looking so good on it.
Am I not going to do the next episode?
What?
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Don't be like that!
It was a joke.
Do not spoil Lost for me.
Don't spoil Lost.
I managed to go years without finding out what happened.
It's quite impressive, actually.
That is quite impressive, actually. But yeah, that is quite impressive. Ren, how much of Doctor Who do you know about, like, the future seasons?
What?
How much of the future seasons of Doctor Who do you know about? Nothing? Or a lot?
See, I don't know a lot, but I like finding things out and not knowing ahead of time, because then I'll not want to watch it.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. that's cool. I'll stop talking then.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, do that.
She's going to see enough of that Tumblr.
Yeah, I mean, Tumblr spoils everything for me, so. I
should stop.
Like at Twitter.
Go on Twitter when I've not seen like episodes of
The Walking Dead.
I mean, my phone is taking a beating this past week or this past couple of months because I've just hurled it across the room when I was on Twitter. Just saw somebody tweet about The Walking Dead and I've just smashed against my wall. So yeah.
Yeah, the internet.
The internet. Damn you.
I hope you've got phone insurance.
I'm pretty sure I don't. Oh, okay. I'm pretty convinced I don't have any phone insurance.
That's even funnier though.
It is. I'm a funny guy.
No, you're not.
No.
I'm funny when bad things happen to you.
You're okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but not funny
to you. You're amazing to us.
I'm a clown.
It's fantastic. Don't ever change.
Oh, thank you.
Don't ever change, kid.
Oh, I feel good about myself now. Until one of you hit me with something else.
Don't you worry, it'll happen soon.
God. I can't remember what I was going to say. I mean, we don't plan these things. That's when I think it quite apparent.
Yeah.
Well, you were supposed to watch Blood Freak, so that would have been something else to talk about.
That would have been something else to talk about. Well, we had 2012, did we mention that?
I mean, you were talking about it the other day.
2012.
2012. To be fair,
I would call it 2012.
What, I'm going to split hairs. Yes, it's the same film.
Yes.
It's just a different way to say a number.
2012 was a much more efficient way to say it. That's a much more efficient way to talk about the things.
The sequel.
The year from now on.
There's not.
It's by The Asylum. It's like 2012 to The Ice Age or something.
Yeah.
It is? Yeah. I read it in a magazine. There's pictures from the set. That's happened. Stop doubting me. It did happen. Don't forget the magazine. I don't know what happened
to my voice. Why? I was going to say, fix your voice.
What's happened to my voice?
You're embarrassing yourself.
Being embarrassing himself for 5 weeks.
I can't enjoy that. Much longer than that.
Years now.
He's being embarrassing himself on the internet. 3 weeks on a film podcast. Not
that's true.
2000 or 2012.
It's good.
Well, it's awful.
The
it's fantastically entertaining, but it's awful.
The effects and stuff are dreadful. I remember when I watched it and I thought I really wanted to like it because it had that whole Day After Tomorrow feel to it and I absolutely adored Day After Tomorrow.
That's a good film.
But when I watched it, is it John Cusack?
Mm-hmm,
yeah. I don't know how I feel about him. I don't know. I want to like him.
I love John Cusack.
He seems like a good guy.
I love John Cusack.
I think we'll be good friends.
Literally, like, me and my friend Jennifer went to see 2012 because John Cusack was in it. We knew it was going to be awful. We saw Roland Emmerich was directing it. We knew it was about the end of the world. We knew it was going to be awful. But John Cusack was in it.
What? John
Cusack, in the film, basically played Super John Cusack.
That was the bit when he falls down like the gap in the world.
Yeah.
And he just like
yeah, and then a good 10 second hold on this gap.
Yeah.
And then John Cusack's hand comes up.
It's amazing.
And then he's running away from the ground that just happens to just go that little bit slower.
He's it's obliterated towns, but everybody comes, we'll let John have a little head start.
He slows down, the lava slows down.
Oh, carry up, John, come on, we've got a bit of a schedule to keep here.
And the less said about the neutrinos mutating, the better.
See, the guy, the big Russian guy, that is the worst accent I've ever heard on anyone ever, probably. It's like, good, very good. That's like all he ever says.
That sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's the way he sounded. It's just dreadful.
Interesting.
He really annoyed me, actually. Having his stupid girlfriend, whatever she was.
What characters were they?
The big Russian guy that John Cusack worked for.
Was that about... Was he the one that had the plane or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
And talked to his girlfriend thing. I can't remember.
His girlfriend of the dog.
Yeah. That was annoying.
The whole time, I just sort of think, me and my friend Jennifer would sort of think, just die. Just kill the dog.
That always annoys me in films. Run back. Like, even, I mean, I like Independence Day. It's that bit when the dog, and like, she's leaving the door open, and there's like big fireballs chasing everybody and blowing up cars, and then the dog is like, oh, the dog.
They're just an inconvenience.
She's like running, holding the kid, and like, oh, the dog. I was happy to better put the kid down and go, you wait here, I'm just going to get the dog. I'm just going to get Fido. Leave him. He's fine. He's had a good run.
They're a really inconvenient creature during disasters, aren't they?
Aye. They're always kind of...
Apparently they're like really smart animals, but during like a disaster, sit there like...
And
they wander off and get everyone else having to go back and find them.
Like, this is not a game.
Caro is basically the dog of The Walking Dead.
Oh, no.
They just need to get rid of him.
Carl. Well, that's in the last podcast I was talking about... I can't remember what I said, but David's like, when are they going to shoot Carl in the face?
Somebody just needs to... Daryl, the kid.
The kid?
Oh, you're
my villain. He looks about the movie villain.
Daryl just needs to turn around with his crossbow and put an arrow through his eye.
He's getting too big for his boots. He really is. He's wild now. He should be in school. Just because the zombie apocalypse doesn't mean you're...
That always got me. They have been
Carl,
school.
Get in the house.
They have been
Where's
school.
Carl? He's not in the house.
Damn it. Damn it, Carl! They have been schooling though.
And he got Dale killed. Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure everyone has died has been in some way related to
Carl's fault.
I am with all my mind.
There's something Chris Hardwick said on The Talking Dead about it. It's so funny, but I can't remember, so there's no point in me bringing it up. So let's just swiftly move on.
Why did you bring that up?
I don't know.
Chris is good with the storytelling.
He
doesn't tell stories good.
Did you watch The Walking Dead, friend? I think I've asked you this already, have I?
What?
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
No, and I don't want to watch it until I read all the comics. I know that there's difference, but I have to do that first.
Fair enough. I should probably be getting that.
See, I have reasons for things that I do and don't do.
It's awesome.
Yeah. You just don't.
I do.
I'm just amazing. I am the best person in the world.
Agreed. I mean, I agree that I'm the best person in the world. No, I'm just joking. I'm kidding.
See, now that was funny. That was funny.
Yes, I made a funny. Yes. I always like it when I make a funny.
Well done.
They don't come off enough.
You should stop talking about it.
Like, that's your first.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my birthday weekend, be kind.
No.
Okay, then. We're fine. So, no. Nobody's going to be kind to you.
You're aging tomorrow. Yeah. It was your birthday.
It's not
tomorrow. It's your birthday party tomorrow, but... celebration of you being ancient tomorrow.
Ancient.
You're pretty much past it.
I can't. Okay, past what? Just
life.
General being.
After, once you're 21, that's you. You're just, like, old.
So basically, this film list is also my bucket list.
Pretty much.
To be fair, it's going to take you until the day you die to get through it.
I've seen all the important ones. I'm not.
That's why there's a list.
That's true. Which I've neglected.
You started watching Firefly when we were doing the theatre project in second year.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You watched the pilot back then.
No,
you did.
I only watched this year.
Well, you told me you'd watched it last year.
I must have lied, man. I've
I'm trying to impress you.
You downloaded it and I saw it on your computer and you said you'd watched it the other day.
The theatre project last year?
Was that that thing I can't be seen?
Yeah, the Miss Julie thing.
Oh, that was too long ago, man. I only watched it. No.
You may have watched it again, but you watched it. You watched the pilot way back then.
Did I?
Uh-huh. It took you a fucking year to get through 14 episodes.
That's embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
It's amazing though, it's so good.
All I can think of right now is that stupid plaything I had to sit through.
That was so funny. And I knew that would be the reaction of complete what is happening.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen. The other two were terrible, man. I kind of got yours, the other two. I was absolutely clueless. The one where they just dressed the guy in the poured soup thing.
Oh, yeah. There was a plate.
Cake and mannequins and stuff. I was like, what?
They threw... I can't even...
The other one's the theatre.
They destroyed a chocolate cake. They just destroyed a chocolate cake.
Do you think they destroyed chocolate cakes in like practice and stuff, rehearsals?
Oh, but we found like bits of chocolate and stuff, like buttered chocolate icing, just all over the place. Who ruins this chocolate cake? Eat it. Hand it out with the audience. Just don't destroy it.
True words.
Chris is getting made emotional.
Who destroys cake, man?
Yeah, I agree with him. It's cake.
Oh God! And the apples. They threw apples at us.
Wait, that was dumb.
As well.
Apples.
That's fine.
That's okay.
They also hurled bacon about the place as well.
Did that happen?
That happened, because it was supposed to be guts, but they were throwing sausages and bacon and stuff over us cutting. Because you could tell it was sausage and bacon. It's supposed to be like intestines and stuff.
I don't remember that either.
I think this might have been at the bit when I was questioning my life choices.
You do watch a lot of things like, questioning like what's real and what's not.
I thought, to be fair,
I'm
most...
I'm questioning my life choice right now.
So am I, actually.
I have been for the last 6 weeks. David, have you been doing the same?
I've been questioning how I would begin round again.
Oh man, that was mean! Bit true.
Kind of fair.
Yeah.
There is a valid point there.
There is a valid point.
And how you ever became interested in doing film and TV studies.
Jurassic Park,
told
you.
She literally saw Jurassic Park over and over again and thought, all films must be like this. I would do film studies.
Pretty much. No, I can't remember
why. Yeah, I've actually been trying to figure that out myself.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know myself. I don't know.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah. It's more TV, the TV stuff.
Oh, see, TV. I'm not a film guy, I'm a TV guy.
It's my only...
And you've still not seen that much TV.
Just...
I've seen Buffy, what's wrong
with you? Oh, I'm gonna start. I'm just tying my shoelace now, I don't know why.
No, why?
If you like TV, you should start watching like old American TV too. Mm-hmm. That's all good stuff.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I started watching something. I can't remember what it was.
Are you just making stuff?
Well, that's helpful.
Yeah. No, I think there's some old American TV on the list I gave.
What's that? I started watching something. I can't.
What did you put on the list?
It was old. It was really
I can't even remember what was on the TV list.
I'm talking stuff from, like, the
50s. No, yeah. It was Saturday Night Live.
There wasn't much 50s TV.
Just, I'm ignoring him right now because he just said that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, that's a situation comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did I say, Saturday Night
Live? Let's just ignore him. But, like, I should put stuff like Lucy on the list.
Yeah,
I've seen I Love Lucy.
Yeah, you've seen an episode of it because...
I've seen a couple.
Yeah, no, they showed an episode in film TV one time.
Which one?
Yep, that's that.
The one with the cough medicine, I think it is.
Vitamin Benjamin.
Yes.
That's the one. Good.
You should also watch, like, the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Muppets?
That's really good. The Dick Van Dyke Show.
The Muppets?
Mm-hmm.
The Muppets. The Muppets are their own entity, so let's not go there.
How excited did you say that when you talk about the Muppets?
That's... Happy Day, that is. You watch Happy Day.
I've seen Happy Days. I love Happy Days. Happy Days was great. Hey!
Okay, then. You got one!
Hey! Oh, that's all I know. That's all I know. That's literally all I know from Happy Days. Yep.
And you lost it.
Man, I lost it.
We're taking away your one good one.
I do that a lot.
Table.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I forgot there's a...
Yeah, it's going to be back.
I forgot we were recording. Yeah, I'm just hearing...
Yeah. Ashley, Ren, see the little sign-off at the end of the podcast?
You're not doing it.
No, I thank you for watching, but is it going to catch on, or should I stop doing that? No.
It's not my podcast.
No, but do you think it's...
I'll just start lopping off the end.
The sign off of our podcast is the two of us arguing. It's me saying, thank you for watching, nope, thank you for watching, nope. It's always you saying, nope, at the end of it.
I would just lop off any thank you for watching at the end of it. I have the power to do that before I upload it.
But you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
You send it to me to upload.
Yeah, no, but you don't do it.
Yeah, but I could.
But you shouldn't.
But I will. If you keep doing it, I'll just take off.
Okay, I'll
stop. This is the greatest argument I've ever heard.
No, I'm gonna
keep doing it. It sounds like some Family Guy.
Basically, you have literally no way to win because you send it to me to upload.
But what if I...
No.
I had a really quiet one.
Learn how to upload?
What if I learn how to upload?
I don't know if you can. Yeah,
how likely is that going to be?
It's not going to be likely at all.
No.
I can barely download it.
You can barely tweet from the colours of your Twitter. you've officially left all that. Stop.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, no, you're the tweet master of Cartoffy Films on the Facebook.
I don't know if I like Twitter yet.
Why?
I don't know. It seems a bit of an annoyance more than anything. I feel like I kind of push myself to do it. No. I don't get it, all this hashtag stuff and that as well, that really annoys me. It just looks really messy when you look at somebody's tweet and there's just like stuff everywhere and words, I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's probably...
Oh yeah, people who hashtag everything are really
that
annoying.
That really annoys me.
What annoys me is a site. No, I don't do that. I barely hashtag, like, there's tweets that are just a hashtag.
Like, that's me sometimes.
Like one hashtag, like 14 hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. And I usually use one really long one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to be funny.
Yeah. No, they ones work, but it's like the
I've
ones
done
that 14 singular, like, yeah. Food, drink, more food.
You do that, you hashtag film and food and stuff.
You're going to criticise my Twitter in now as
yes.
well? I just say Twitter now. I'm going to take myself off Twitter now. No, I'm not going to do that. I probably should though. Nah, I like Twitter.
You're basically wading into the shallow end of the internet with Twitter. You're in the paddling pool of the internet with Twitter.
With no arm buttons.
Yeah.
On.
No arm
buttons. I've got no arm buttons on when I'm on Twitter, and I have no idea what's happening. I'm drowning.
Yeah, I like. That. I actually prefer Twitter to Facebook.
No, I prefer Facebook.
I think.
Is Facebook a champ?
I'm funny on Facebook.
You're ridiculous on Facebook as well.
Thank you.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, Facebook. I don't really. I don't know.
I'm really feeling Instagram. I'm really into it.
I'm into Instagram at the moment.
I'm really feeling
I just take pictures of...
Your cat. You're that guy, he's got 100 pictures of his cat.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, you go really, really hipster with Instagram.
I do, don't I? That's a good thing, isn't
it? Not really.
No, okay. Fine then. Is that how you call me a filthy hipster?
Yes.
What was that for again? Why? What was the picture of?
It was a picture you took of your headphones sitting on your laptop.
So that's a good picture.
It's the most hipster thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
They're actually my headphones.
They're actually my headphones.
But I get Dre Beats, so I gave them all ones.
Free headphones.
Yes. I get free Dre Beats, it was amazing.
Oh, okay, you trumped me a little bit there.
Yeah, maybe. But
they're good headphones.
Not as good as Dre Beats.
Well, that's a name, though, isn't it? Dre Beats.
Mine are red as well, they're awesome.
Mine's orange.
Mine are orange.
So
yeah, that's great. They're hers.
Okay, so you can just recall those headphones at any given time.
I don't want them.
You're basically using these the way a museum uses art. You can use them and have them, but they're basically owned by someone else.
Yep.
That makes sense.
You're showcasing them.
Yes.
You're essentially the Museum of Modern Eden.
I like that. If I become a rock star, that's what I'm gonna do.
She mentioned Ellen's in a band called Life on Standby. There you go, you heard your plug.
Yes, let's promote the band.
That was it.
Is that it?
Nah,
that's all I
get. Pretty good, yeah. Okay. You can get that EP.
Oh, you can.
There you go, that's another plug.
I keep them in my bag all the time, I've given out like 3 this week. I'm such a nerd. You're giving out my band CDs to people, I'm like, I have a CD.
You should put some on a Spotify, because if you do that, every time someone plays it, you get money. I don't know how much, but...
Ooh.
Oh, that's our band manager's
job. Oh, crap.
That's
give
his
me a,
job.
Give
I'm
me a plug.
Useless with the internet. I don't claim to be good with the internet, so I'm not embarrassed about it.
Oh, I know I'm not good at the internet. I just use the internet to nerd out.
Nothing about.
Shit.
Like, I can't even see Ren anymore. It's just like a bar across. There we go.
There,
she's
we go.
Back.
There she is.
She's back.
Hey!
I suck it over. That's really cool.
What's
the,
cool?
The Skype thing.
The Skype thing, you sound old. Like, oh, that internet thing's great, innit?
The Facebook.
Hey, Grandpa.
You've been on that YouTube.
The Tube You, have you been on that?
Oh, you that Google thing.
Bing?
No.
No.
That was a joke because of the.
It wasn't funny. Therefore, it was a classified joke.
Right, okay then. Fine.
Naming a less well used internet search engine does not classify as a joke. I'm pretty sure anything someone asked
Yahoo?
Jeeves something, it just went to someone at a computer who Googled it.
Pretty much, probably.
That's why it always took so long.
I hate Ask Jeeves, he's such a poncy looking guy.
Is it still around? I thought it wasn't there anymore.
I don't think so. I've never checked.
I really want to check.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it up before on TV. Not long ago.
Ask Jeeves.
Jeeves just came about like that.
I don't trust him.
No.
I wouldn't ask him, I wouldn't trust him.
Would you trust somebody called Jeeves?
Definitely not.
So, you know, it begs a differ. Like, Jeeves.
Some names you just don't trust.
No, like what names?
Jeeves, for instance.
Just Jeeves.
Names along those lines, like, I don't know if you like Frederick.
Percival.
Frederick.
That, Percival.
Percival, yeah.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's as if I've got something to hide. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Like, what are you hiding?
It reminds you of the dog from Pocahontas.
That's what it is.
Is that the dog's name?
Really? It was Percy.
Oh, I don't remember. I haven't seen Pocahontas in...
I forget not everyone's weird like me.
I don't really like, see it's like people with like letters that not numbers after their name and stuff. Like
the third?
I don't
like
that.
James Bond?
No. Hey, that was good.
See, that's
hey.
A joke.
Hey.
That was a joke. Oh,
that's a joke.
Hey.
Stop.
What, you want me to stop going, hey?
Oh, I'm going to punch you.
Okay, I'll stop going, hey. Okay. Oh, no. There's been a lot of violence towards me in this podcast. A lot. Well, not that much. A little bit. Enough.
Like, where I work,
enough.
We obviously
okay.
get a lot of people with strange names and stuff. And I was speaking to a woman called Mrs. Hooker.
No, you are not.
Swear to God.
No.
Like Johnny Lee?
I just asked her name and I was like... And she was like, Mrs. Hooker? And I was like, hi, Mrs. Hooker!
Wow.
It was amazing.
Did you just point and laugh at her?
I had to, like, put the microphone on mute. I was, like, absolutely dying. I was in my own little bubble of hilarity. It was brilliant. My friend was speaking to a woman called Mrs. Antichrist. I was like, what?
No way!
I was like...
These have got my fake names.
Sorry, God.
Mrs.
I'm
Antichrist.
Sorry. And I was like, is that... Like, was she really nice or was she like really scary? Did she live up to her name? And he was like, no, she was really nice. I'm like, that'd be weird though. It's like, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I wouldn't really look them in the eye.
Imagine like getting out with someone and going, oh, what's your name? Oh, James Antichrist.
Do you
what?
Oh my God.
Imagine seeing that in a house of God.
I know. Do you take Miss Antichrist? What?
To be sound like punk rockers from like the 70s or like the 80s.
Maybe they're an old punk rock girl band.
Yep.
Mrs. Hooker and Mrs. Antichrist.
For the sake of my soul, I hope that's what
that's
happened.
True. Mrs. Hooker and Mrs. Antichrist.
Aye.
Anything else? Any audience?
There's a woman that came through, and her name was Mrs. Onions, but she pronounced her name Mrs. Onions.
Oh.
She was a poncy bitch. trying to disguise the fact that her name was shit.
Wow. That's incredible.
I might, like, if I phone up, like, the bank, I might just, like, call me Ed. What's happening? Just become really pally with them and stuff.
Ed. I want to say, just call me Bambi. That's my name, yeah.
It is.
Bambi.
My name's Six, remember?
I I'm not going to call you sex.
I refuse to call you sex.
You're a woman, not a number.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mean being a number.
This isn't prison.
Feels like prison.
You got it.
Prison conditions may be better.
Touché.
I nearly say something really controversial on home back.
You should probably hold back.
Yeah,
home back. Because being controversial is a world of controversial.
I'll tell you when we like stop this, I'll tell you what I was going to say.
Wow.
And now you'll never know, internet.
That's it.
You might, if you still think it's that bad, I might say it. Or see if you get me really drunk and we have a podcast. That would actually be good. Could we do that?
Drunk podcast.
Drunk podcast would be freaking hilarious, man.
It should be. We should do a drunk podcast. We should do a drunk podcast.
Think how insightful everyone would feel. You'd just be like, but no, guys, no. Listen, really. And you'd be so, like, convinced.
Listen, really. Nachos.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, jalapenos.
Oh, don't get me started.
That's it. That's that.
Chico cheese isn't yours.
Nacho cheese.
Nice.
That's a joke.
That's nice.
That's a joke.
I told a joke last night in work and I can't remember what it was now because I really didn't get it. It'll come back to me. Keep going.
Okay, this is...
Right. If we're going to start going with bad jokes...
Yeah, just let me tell
you. We've got some.
Hey!
No, we're talking about bad jokes that are funny.
Oh,
not,
okay.
Not jokes just that are badly done.
I remember when, like, I used to take my brother for Halloween. Like, he must have been about six at the time.
This is a joke.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Fuck's sake. Let me speak. Pain in my hoop. But like.
Oh wow.
But like he used to, like obviously you got me trick or treat and you're like, oh, have you got a joke or a song?
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was like, oh, I've got a joke. And it was always these wee old women and that. They'd be like, oh, you're so brilliant. Look at you. Why are you laughing?
Pain in my hoop.
My brother, he was just like, what do you call a woman, what do you say to a woman with two black eyes? And the old three women were just like, oh, I don't know. And he was like, nothing, you've already told her twice. And like, honestly, the look on the old people's faces was amazing. It was honestly amazing. They were just like, oh, well, that's... freaking hilarious. Have some sweeties, get away from my door, you devil child. And I would just be, I would love it. I would laugh it up.
That's so funny.
And I remember he told
me. I knew that joke. And just...
the fact that my just, six-year-old brother dressed up as a vampire telling him.
No, the fact that he prefaced it with these weird women. And then when you go to, what do you call a woman? You tell a woman two black eyes. I don't know.
That was funny.
When we were on holiday, actually, one year as well, like, it was a wee kids club and everything, they told the joke. Again, he must have been about six or something, and almost died of embarrassment. I was at that age where this wasn't cool, so I was like 11. And then they get asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he went, a vampire. And I almost died on the spot. My brother wanted to be a vampire.
Did he get that joke from Angel?
No.
Because there's an episode of Angel where that joke is told.
No. He genuinely wanted to be a vampire. He wanted to be the undead when he graduated from uni in high school.
And then Robert Pattinson ruined it for everybody.
Stop.
See, I begrudgingly like Robert Pattinson.
I like
because him. If you see interviews with him when he's talking about Twilight, he just takes the piss out of it.
Yeah,
like, nobody hates Twilight more than Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart.
It's really funny.
It's so, so funny.
I don't really like Kristen Stewart. I don't know. She's so dour-faced.
This table emotes more than she does.
She's like, how did you get this part?
It's a pretty emotional table.
She looks like a rabbit, I think.
There's a picture on the internet of her smiling. And
really?
It looks terrifying. you know, like when Gordon Brown smiles, and it looks,
I was
he looks scary.
When, like, Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory smiles, and he's like,
yeah, it's basically like that which is pretty much how Gordon Brown smiles.
She looks like a rabbit.
She does look like a rabbit. She's like, her mouth's all kind of like, her top lip's all kind of like, these two like kind of big front teeth.
I've never seen a rabbit. Look at that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know people who think Robert Pattinson looks like a foot.
No, everyone says Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a foot.
No, she looks like a horse.
She looks like a horse.
I really like Sarah Jessica Parker. I think she's a bad breast man. I like her.
She's really good in War Horse.
She's been...
Hey, that was a good
she's
one.
She's been in a lot of bad films, but I like her. She's cool.
Those bad films being Sex and the City. Warren
I love Sex and the City. I don't care what you see. I love it. Yeah. I'm such a
fan. To end this.
this is the longest podcast.
Probably.
I think when you get to Sex and the City, then that's the end.
I like Sex and the City.
For everyone.
To be fair, my ex-boyfriend liked it more than I did.
Is he now sleeping with men?
Yeah.
He bought me it, and I think he actually bought it so he could watch it. I'm not even kidding.
On that really disturbing note...
Do not do your sign off.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I just cut you off.
I really want to do it, though.
But anyway,
we should probably wrap it up. This is a really long... This is the longest podcast. 1 hour 20.
It is, yeah.
Yes. Excellent. We've broken a record of our own.
Yes. Our own record. Yay.
So,
I think the radio's going to listen for our
It's cool, isn't it? Well, it's fun. But anyway, I did the thumbs up. So, bye.